Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. It is a we're doing a special late show tonight, and that is okay. I am feeling great. I had my my evening nap. I sound like an old man now, and I'm rip-roaring, ready to go. The coffee's hot here, and yeah, I'm really, really excited about tonight. We've got a fantastic guest on. He is an actor from just one of the funniest series I have seen. He's done other stuff, of course. This is what he's which is the show on Hulu, Pen 15. I'd like to welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jonah Berets. And, Jonah, I'm probably saying your last name wrong. I hope not, but
you
I bet
are,
I am.
In fact, it's Berets. But
Berets.
Thank you for the effort.
I'll remember.
I always appreciate when someone just goes in full force. All the effort.
No, you can't, you know, you can't help. But, hey, Jonah, no, you've been, you're living out, you live out in California, I imagine, right? LA area,
mm-hmm.
something like that?
Yep.
Nice, nice. So did you, you've been acting, no, you know, you're, you've been acting, I was looking at your IMDb since like 2012 or something like that, right?
I think maybe that was, like, my first thing in Los Angeles, but I've been acting since I was six, so, like, I think 2009 is more realistic or something like that, yeah.
That's amazing, man. I'm trying to remember what I was doing at six. I think I was eating mud pies or something. I was not acting, I know that. That's amazing.
That too,
so you've grown up.
Yes, definitely.
That's cool. No, it is in your family. Is are there other actors or people in the entertainment business, or were you the first?
We found out like a little later after we had already moved here that one of my like kind of distant family members is an actor, and so that was like cool to find out. But it wasn't really anything we knew like beforehand, you know.
I gotcha. Well, hey, three cheers. That can't be, you know, I mean, your parents, your folks, you know, supported this, obviously. I can't see, well, maybe not. Maybe you took the bus at 6 years old to go on set. You know, I don't know. I doubt it. But, you never know.
Me and my
you never know.
Were both, like, me and my sister at young ages were both into acting and, like, stuff like that. And we both did plays when we lived in Seattle, where we grew up. So, like, they were super supportive the whole time of all of it. It was great.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, that just goes to show. That's what active and involved folks, look what can happen. Look what can happen. Why, Jonah could buy his folks a swimming pool now. It's amazing. It's amazing. I don't know if he will, but you never know. Christmas was coming. very cold, Jonah. That's true. They're going to be like looking at you. I like that Cadillac.
Nudge, nudge.
So this is crazy. So you guys started. Now, when did you just audition for Pen 15? I mean, I know you'd done a couple movies and different things before Pen 15. But I'm just curious because I think that's what people probably, that's the latest work, right? What people might know you from.
Yeah. I just auditioned for it like everybody else, and they had like just auditions. At that time, they had only written in like I think one of the male characters that they auditioned all of us for, like the same guy, and then they just like I think wrote in other parts for the kids they cast.
I gotcha. Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. Now, in the show, in the series, you play a, well, we'll say a misunderstood young man.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's a weird age, though, you know? I mean, I was watching it, and of course, watching the show, Pen 15, it makes you think back, whether you're a guy or a girl. I would imagine it made me think back to those junior high days of, fun mm-hmm. and weirdness and whatnot.
For sure.
Now, were you in Seattle? No, you weren't in Seattle. You were already down in L.A. in junior high time, right?
Yeah, correct. I moved to L.A. my first year of junior high, so right as I got to the grid.
Wow. So new schools and new scene even.
Where's
the ring?
Yeah, Seattle's a lot more. Where I grew up, it was a lot more foresty and small towny than Los Angeles.
That's true. And really, all the weirdos are in high school. Vampires and werewolves. And they're like, no, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
Well, did you have a weird time in junior high, or did you handle it pretty well?
I mean, I guess I didn't have a weird time. Like, I wasn't really like, I don't know. When I think back to junior high, I always think of it as just like a weird time would be a good way to explain it. But I wouldn't say it's like was a bad time ever. I don't think back as it like, oh, middle school was like the worst point of my life. Like, I think
right,
of those
right.
probably some of the best years, you know, being a kid like that and just messing around, not taking things too serious.
Oh, exactly. I was thinking, and I remember I was kind of a nerd. No, I'm an old man, but when I was a kid, it was way back in the 80s, I was kind of a nerd. I was into Dungeons and Dragons, and I had my little group of friends and whatnot. And then, I mean, it was almost like a month or so passed, I discovered girls, and I dropped all of my – I'm like, I do not want to be hanging out with you guys playing this game. I have way more interesting things to pursue. I'm going to the roller rink, baby.
Yeah.
Started caring about my hair and stuff. Crazy.
Exactly.
Well, it's something that's just very strange. Matter of fact, I know one of those friends will probably be listening to the show and is probably laughing really hard right now. I don't think my friends really got it at the time, though. They're like, what the hell is he doing? You know? What's
sure.
more fun than us?
Yeah. That's true.
But and now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, POSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
And now in the show, I guess they write it, you're kind of the cool kid, the unrequited love interest of Maya, and then things kind of start happening and whatnot. I don't want to give things away. I want people to watch it. It is on Hulu, though, folks, and you definitely can watch it, all except, no, season two's coming up. I'm talking season one right there. But season two's coming, and as a matter of fact, the first episode's titled after the character you play. That's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah, it's exciting stuff. There's a whole extension of that storyline you were talking about of the unrequited love request of Maya. So definitely more of that to come.
Well, I definitely like your chain that you always seem to wear in this show.
That's a great piece of jewelry right there.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. Getting into a fight, that's the first thing you come off and wrap in your hand.
I always thought it was so funny. You're the first person to point that out.
Well, it's a very cool show and, you know, a lot of fun and whatnot. The soundtrack, I have to say, folks, is amazing on that show. I really enjoy it. But yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool. Now, when you first read that, you know, when they told you, you know, Brandt was going to be, you know, the character you're playing and whatnot, were you surprised? Did you say, well, you know, can I pull off being a bit of a jerk? Or you said, I'm a professional. I can handle this. No problem.
It was like, I mean, when they had done it, I just knew that the script was, like, funny already. So after my, like, audition, basically, like, and they told me I was going to be playing someone named Brent, I already knew that it was going to be funny, like, no matter what it was. Like,
right.
And also, like, a bully is kind of more of a challenging part to play in a show like that. So it was just kind of like, I don't know, I was more excited than anything.
Well, that's cool, man. That is cool. Well, that's fantastic. Now, you mentioned your sister. Now, she's still acting as well?
Yeah, she does a little bit of acting, but she goes to college for, like, screenwriting and directing right now.
Nice, nice. So, see, she'll be telling you what to do before you know it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. Now, do you think that's like a direction you might want to get into yourself, kind of behind the camera type work, as opposed to being in front of?
Yeah, definitely. I would like to do both, but like.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I think like it would be really interesting to like branch out and do like everything like that, for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now, do they when filming this? Do they? Is it a difficult? The reason I bring this up is because everybody, you know. Here's the reality. I'm not in the movie business or the film business or anything like that. I'm just I'm a cinephile. I'm definitely one of those guys who has the backyard theater and whatnot, but I'm just a fan, you know? And it all seems extremely glamorous to me, probably in my head a lot more glamorous than it is in real life. But I know there's a lot of people that want to be doing what you're doing. You know, you've kind of you know, you're on a hit show, you're doing this and that, and, you know, living the dream and whatnot. And I think a lot of people think that, I think they had this mythology, especially in American culture, where they see someone like yourself and, you know, they say, well, that guy must have been doing something. And a big shot producer walked by and said, I'm going to make you a star. And, you know, now he's flying around in planes and dating models and stuff. And, you know, everybody I've talked to, that just isn't the case. They work real hard.
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Is the shooting super involved in this? Like, are you up early and on set and all that?
Depends on the day. Like, sometimes you have to wake up super early. And, like, for this particular one, for Pen 15, on one of the sets, I was having to drive out, like, 40 minutes every morning. And, like, I had just started driving, I think, at that time. I'd be driving for, like, 3 months. And then I was waking up at, like, 6 a.m., like, getting on the freeway. So I definitely got some good driving practice there. But, yeah, there's, like, I don't know. It's not always as buttered up as people like to make it seem. You know, show up.
I gotcha.
At set at 12 every day, you know, just like, yeah, it's hard work. It's also fun.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Being a young actor and whatnot, you mentioned getting your license. And so, I mean, were you like going to school during all this? Did they have to film around school or do you take a break from schooling and do the show and then go back? How does that work?
We filmed this like a little bit during school, but there's like a certain acting requirements when you're like older, that when you're 17, I think you don't need a parent to be upset with you, and then they're like, you don't need a set teacher to watch as closely or something like that. And I was 17 at the time, so I don't know. I did, like, a little bit of schooling, but it wasn't anything like that. Basically just do, like, schooling on set. But I remember when I was younger on other sets, like, I would have to have a set teacher, like, watch me the whole time. And I remember, like, hating it on every set. I was like, oh, my God, this is awful.
I can imagine. Now, do you have to provide that, or does the project, like the film?
The project always provides, like, a set teacher.
I gotcha. Well, and that's why movies, ladies and gentlemen, cost millions and millions of dollars to make. They got to pay all these set teachers, you know? I mean,
exactly.
And you know how set teachers are. They're eating all the food at craft services. And you know, I'm kidding.
That's
I have no idea. Maybe they do. That's right. Get that big croissant tray. Oh
yeah, exactly.
Gosh.
I mean, what else are the benefits of being a set teacher?
That's funny. Now, in Pen 15, you play, a popular, a cool kid. Were you that way in school, or not so much?
Not really. I was kind of more like self, I guess. And
I got you.
Yeah, I always had like smaller circles, I guess. I wasn't ever very popular like that, but it's fun to pretend to be something like that for sure.
Well, you know, it's not all it's cracked up to be. The problem with those kids is when something happens, which isn't invariably in all kids' lives, you know, man, word travels quick. You know?
Exactly,
everybody's always
yeah.
trying to bring down the popular kid. It's
that's true.
like a fish aquarium. You can't show weakness. You know, as soon as that one weak, everybody else will gang up. It's
exactly,
like prison.
Yeah,
it's bad. Can't be. Oh my
god. Yeah, all the same.
Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. So, you know, doing now let me ask you this. Pandemic. The pandemic came about. Pen 15 season 1 was out and whatnot. But did you guys know when all the craziness happened that was season 2 already ordered and you know, was that already in place or did that get approval during the pandemic?
I think actually, like, it had just on my part that I filmed, like the first 7 episodes, I think, were filmed like a while before coronavirus happened, and then like the other half was filmed like right before Corona happened, but they got all of it done before. So
That's cool.
Yeah.
So Jonah's sitting there, the world's falling apart, people are panicking, but whatever, man. Already, it's in a can. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Good. That's cool. No, what does a how old are you now, Jonah?
What's up?
How old are you now?
Oh, 18.
Okay, so I'm thinking 18 on a hit series, living in Hollywood. Corona happens. You're stuck in quarantine and what? I mean, you know, what'd you do? Just play a lot of video games? Read books? I mean,
yeah. I mean, basically, like, I've just been watching a lot of movies, like, chilling in my room. I don't know. Like, I've always been, like, kind of that way. I've enjoyed relaxing a lot, I guess. So it's been a good time to get even more of that in.
I hear you. I was, you know, when all this happened, it was funny. We, I'll never forget. Me and my my wife got married. We'd been together forever, but we finally, tied the knot like a couple weeks before everything happened. And I remember at the wedding reception. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, all my friends are there and whatnot, and we were all kind of joking about it. You know, we're like, oh, well. Yeah, like the whole world's going to, you know, we were all just very cavalier about it. And, a week later, you know, all the shit, I'm like, oh, I was wrong.
Yeah.
That wasn't cool at all. But I thought it was going to be a lot worse than it was, you know. I thought, you know, oh, we're going to have to board up the house. It's going to be like Night of the Dead or whatever, you know. This isn't good at all.
Yeah.
Got my machete out. Ready.
Thought. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, instead it was just boredom beyond belief. You know, but.
Zero action at all. Now we wish we were fighting zombies.
I'm telling you, man. I work from home, so I was kind of already, you know, I mean, everybody's like, oh, well, you're stuck at home. I'm like, yeah, that's a Tuesday for me. The difference is my wife doesn't work from home, and then she was home for 2 months, you know, and I was like,
oh my
God. I need a break.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Too much.
But, you know, like, you know, we all watched The Tiger King or whatever and got through it. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Yeah.
I hope it's easing up. How are things in the acting world? I mean, are you getting, audition callbacks and stuff now, or is it still kind of, kind of still waiting and seeing?
I've been getting, when Corona first started the quarantine was happening, I got a couple auditions, and they were all on Zoom. And then, they stopped for a while. And then now that, things are starting to resume just with different rules, they're starting auditions back up again. I got a call back to something I auditioned for back at the beginning of quarantine. So yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's cool. They haven't forgot about you. So that's a good thing,
Nice.
Well, that's cool though. That's cool. And I mean, it's going to be a different world, but we'll all adapt and get through it.
For sure.
Now, season 2 of Pen 15, I should mention, starts, and we have a link, ladies and gentlemen, on our show page to the Hulu page where you can watch it or read about it. They have a whole page about it, one of their hit shows. It starts up on September 18th. Now, you've seen all the episodes. You were in the episodes and whatnot. Are you... Do you have a little, you think you have a little party, or you think all your friends will start calling you and bugging you and everything? What do you do at the beginning of a show? Do you watch it?
I don't know. Yeah, I definitely watch it. For the first season, especially this show, I love watching it because just the subtle camera angles and the subtle details of costumes and stuff that don't really seem as funny on set. They all come together as a real thing when you watch it. So it's basically the same thing as like you guys. I don't get any sneak peeks or anything that you guys don't get.
Oh wow.
So yeah, I basically just am just as surprised as you guys.
That's cool, man. That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, I said, the first season's named after your character, so that could be either really good or, he drives off a cliff. It could go either way, But, he did film a couple episodes, so he kind of figured. That's cool. Now, do you guys do, read-throughs and rehearsals and everything before? Or do you get the script, weeks in advance so you have it down and everything? How does that work?
I think you get it like 1 week before, and they give you like a full sheet and like what times you have to be on set and stuff like that for like the first day. But then for besides that, like a lot of the times you'll get the like script for that you're doing the next day, like the day that you're doing it, you know?
Wow. You better
like
be on it, man.
Yeah.
That's good. No, I know that you're not of age yet, but yeah, that's just some life advice. Don't go to work hungover. especially if you got to memorize lines. Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, let me ask you this. I know you have to get going here, and you got stuff going, but final question. I know with Hollywood actors and life, sometimes it's hard to talk about future projects before T's are crossed, I's are dotted, all that. Do you have anything in the shoot that you can talk about in addition to 10-15 that you got coming?
I'm just going on auditions and going with the workflow and seeing what's happening right now. So we're just working with the times, like everyone else. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's out there, folks. He's wearing his mask, and you know, young Hollywood. That's pretty cool. that's pretty awesome. It could be way different. It could be way different, Jonah.
Yeah, for sure.
Ride it as long as you can. That's very, very cool. Well, you're super talented. You know, this is going to be, you know, you're going to be doing this a long time. I can already see.
Thank you.
And it's, and I'm telling you, your character on the show, hilarious. I you know, you mentioned nuances and what, you've got that down, you know?
Yeah.
Some of the looks you give, Jonah's character can say more with a look than words in the show sometimes. It's hilarious. I know exactly what he's thinking. Yeah, man. Well, that's acting, right? That's what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Very,
yes.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome, man. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to be on the show and whatnot. I know you got a lot going
on. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, anytime. I can't wait till next time. Keep doing what you're doing, Jonah. You're real, real good at it, you know? Seriously.
Thank you, man. You too. Love the podcast. Love your enthusiasm. It's great.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, folks. Jonah's got to get back to work, man. He's, got things to do and the like. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms, all the podcasting platforms. The big ones include Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Well, we're even on Spotify. How about that? So you can listen to the show. And I just had a meeting earlier today, and we're kicking around the idea of putting these on YouTube as well. I don't know if I have time for that. Well, if we can find somebody to do it, man, that might be in the future. We'll see. but as of now, we're just on the big podcasting platforms. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, this episode, like I said, it's going to be out there. This will be posted probably in about an hour or so, definitely tonight. And we will
see
you guys all next time. Thanks again, Jonah. You rock, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. You rock.
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Yep, bye-bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.